This is Senator Al Simpson. Drug and alcohol abuse among transportation workers continues to be a deadly threat to us all. Will Ted Kennedy ever come around on drug testing for these people? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, in 1988 alone, there were 29 railroad accidents involving either drugs or alcohol. And who can forget the 1987 rail tragedy that killed 16 persons and injured 170? Ted, the ability to drive a car, operate a train, or pilot an aircraft is not a right. It is a responsibility. Those who take our lives in their hands must be subject to fair and accurate drug testing procedures. The Senate passed strong legislation during the last Congress to require the testing of transportation workers. You fought it successfully. Surely you can now find a way to support this legislation to protect our fellow citizens of the traveling public. Ready?
Al, random testing for illegal use of drugs makes sense in essential jobs, in the transportation industry, and in any other critical occupation. Where we disagree, Al, is over your continuing refusal to require reliable procedures for random drug tests so that law-abiding workers won't be victimized by false positive test results. You pay lip service to accuracy and reliability, Al, but you never put your vote where your lip is. That's why there's so much opposition to your testing proposals. You're not willing to include adequate safeguards to guarantee that drug tests are honest. That's not fair. Workers shouldn't be harassed or stigmatized or lose their jobs because of false positive results from quickie tests by fly-by-night laboratories out to make a fast buck, regardless of accuracy. If you really cared about the public, Al, you'd take your half-baked testing scheme back to the drawing board and do it right. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.